GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show, and it's just another Mechanic Monday. G, you're on the PDQ Door telephone line with David Quirk and Ryan Kenyon, one of the masterful mechanics from Quirk Auto Group for the George Hale Rick Tyler Show.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's always nice to talk to you to find out what's really going on with my car. We'll check in. Okay, let's start with what's going on down in Augusta. The lawmakers are considering a couple of bills out there that I'm aware of that would change the auto inspection requirements, including one that would actually eliminate it altogether. Now, we all have an opinion. Most of us say it's a pain in the butt when we have to do it, but we do it because we think it's important. At least we have up to this point. I'll start with you, David Quirk, on the management side, then I'll go over to Ryan. Do you think it's important we have inspections?
I think it's important to have people make sure they're maintaining their vehicles while they're on the road. Does it have to be a state inspection? I mean, that's what we have now. I understand people coming in with a brand new car, and it's kind of a pain in the butt just to come in for a sticker. I agree 100%. Matter of fact, if you buy your car from us or you service your car with us, we don't even charge for the sticker. But cars do get older, and potholes and everything else as far as brake lines or fuel lines or shocks or tires wearing out, you know, we all get in our car and we just get and go. A lot of times people don't think about, you know, looking underneath the car and seeing how safe it is. But, you know, I know there's a lot of states that don't have state inspections, and I understand that. You know, it's two sides to the story, and I agree on both sides. You know what I mean? It is a pain in the butt to come in just to get a sticker and leave.
Ryan, I'll go to you. You see it at its level on your mechanics at work for you, too. You find some things in inspections that the driver or the owner doesn't expect that they'll find?
We can see stuff quite a bit sometimes. You know, if you have a shock that's leaking really bad, or if your brakes are sticking, if the inside of your tires are worn really bad, I've just saw one the other day. The vehicle wasn't that old, but they drive it a lot, so they had a lot of miles, and the inside, maybe from hitting potholes or alignments or something like that, it was all worn out and the belts were coming through. The only other thing, even if you have a newer vehicle, your warranty is 3 years, 36,000 miles, the basic, and a lot of these cars have powertrain warranties on them as well. So if you find an oil leak and it's on a newer style vehicle, it's covered under warranty. We've seen stuff within the first 3 years, 36,000 miles, that you can catch under warranty, and it'll be no cost to the customer. And like Dave said, if they bought it here, they don't have to pay for the state inspection. And then if you see something that failed while the vehicle's still under warranty, you can get that taken care of as well.
David, the main law calls for the safety inspection for vehicles, and actually I think they do something extra down in Cumberland County. They do an emissions inspection. A lot of people have some interest in this. One correspondent to us this morning said, well, maybe we should do it every 5 years and mandatory and 1 year voluntary if you want to do it. I don't know. Is there any happy medium here at all? Because everybody has an opinion.
They do. You know, obviously there's two sides to every story. The concerning part is, you know, going 5 years, you know, most people up here maintain the cars anyway. Then obviously you got to get an oil change every so often or you're going to blow your engine. But, you know, whatever the lawmakers decide, obviously, is what we're going to go by. I just, you know, you're putting a lot of pressure on the state police. You know, Ryan and I was talking is, you know, what about people that have their tires outside their fender flares? Are they going to get pulled over for that? What about these pickup trucks that are going to be, these bumpers are going to be higher than the state inspection law suggests? You know, what about turning on the lights over lights up over the roof of the car, you know what I mean? And all this other stuff, people putting on aftermarket exhaust systems that are louder. You know, who's going to monitor that? The state police? I just think it's too much work for them. You know, that's the thing. You know, if I'm selling a used car, do I not have to update the sticker? I can sell a used car, not even look at it. You know, that's the thing. There's just so much to it. I'm not saying it can't be done. It's just, it has to be written, I think, correctly, and have the legislature people understand how it affects, you know, everybody. And obviously, it's safety, you know.
Ryan, I'll give you an illustration of something that happened to me. I've got two vehicles. One I only drive in the winter time, 3-4 months, and I took it in for an inspection. The mechanic came out and said, hey, you know, I don't like the looks of your hydraulic line, whatever the line is that holds the fluid. He said, I think that thing's going to let go. Do you want to get it fixed? And I said, yeah, absolutely. He came out later and brought me the part, and he said, I don't think you would have gone another month before this thing would have let go. So he found something I normally wouldn't have found. Now, if I didn't have to have an inspection, probably I'd been on the road somewhere when that let go.
Right. And those are the things that you can't see. Like a rubber line, it starts getting real mushy, and it might swell up, and you don't know. Or where that rubber line goes into the metal fitting might start rusting up and cause a restriction to that brake, and you could actually have a caliper failure or something like that. In driving it, you might not really notice it, but in an emergency situation where you have to hit your brakes or something like that, either that line could blow or your brakes aren't going to work properly.
A lot of people are buying new cars, obviously, and they're leasing new cars, a high percentage. But a lot of people keep their cars a few years longer in Maine than they do in other states. Does that make a case for annual inspections or every couple of years? Is that a problem here in Maine?
Well, the problem, and Ryan and I were talking, is, you know, we're very seasonal here, you know what I mean? And that, and obviously we have a coastline with salt and everything else. We also put the brine on the road. You know, it's tough. It's a tough thing. And I understand 100% people coming in. And like I said, we don't even charge for the state inspection. If somebody comes in and gets a state inspection, I got to still pay the technician. I got to buy the stickers. I also got to, you know, pay the service rider and everything else. It's not a money-making thing, you know what I mean? And we're here to try to make sure these cars are safe on the road. And I don't think anybody has a crystal ball to say it's 1 year, 2 years, or 5 years. You know what I mean? If we did, obviously we would know. But, you know, when a car is going to fail, you know, with tires or anything else that's safety related, a bulb on the back, you know what I mean? It's just so much to it. You know, and I know other states don't do it. It's just, you know, I think it's going to be up to the legislature, and I think people have to, you know, like Deb Newman said, got to go voice their opinion, and whatever is decided, you know, obviously we're for it. You know, we talk about electric cars. Obviously, when electric cars come out, everything else will be a little different, too. You're going to the shop a lot less because you're going to have a lot less moving parts, you know, so. It's just, you know, times are changing, and I understand, and people don't want to come in for state inspection tickets, but there's a reason why we had it in the first place, you know, so.
Ryan, you're not a politician. You're a master mechanic, but maybe you're both, I'm not sure.
But I don't know.
As a master mechanic and mechanics working for you, some people get the feeling, well, they're just trying to make a little more money, find things. The truth of the matter is, cars in a year's time pounding the roads do suffer some mechanical difficulty. That's just the way it works, right?
Yes. Yep. And, I mean, like Dave was saying, up here, we have legitimate four seasons of change. Rain, snow, summer, fall. In California, I lived out there as a kid, and you could have a vehicle that was 10, 15 years old, have it up on the lift, and without the salt and everything else, in dry humidity out there, the vehicle would look almost brand new underneath. Here, you put a car up on the lift, you'll have some with 30,000 miles, and it's like, well, holy cow, these things take a licking up here in Maine.
Well, we're talking to David Quirk and Ryan Kenyon today about what may happen. The state lawmakers continue their deliberations, and we'll follow it with a lot of interest because it affects every one of us. Ryan, I'll stick with you for a minute. Someone wants to know how much oil should a newer car burn? You know, I wouldn't think of getting into an airplane and flying it without checking the oil, but some people just let their cars go, and then all of a sudden they found out it's down on oil. Should new cars' oil be checked on a regular basis?
I mean, as a rule of thumb, they usually say every 2 tanks of gas, check your oil. I know a lot of people probably don't think to check their oil anymore like they used to, and we don't have service stations like back in the day where they check the oil for you. But I'm pretty sure that industry standards across the board, they do say that it's okay a quart every 1,500 miles. If you have a performance vehicle with a turbo, supercharger, anything like that, it might even be a quart every 1,000 miles, depending on you how you drive. If you're in a lot of stop-and-go traffic, towing, something like that, you might burn a little bit more oil than industry standards.
David, I mentioned a minute ago about the leased cars and people doing that, and that aspect of it has changed. When you lease a car, you're also responsible to take care of it, correct?
Correct. And when you drop off your lease car, your tires have to be at least 430 seconds. The state of Maine, state inspection is 230 seconds. You know, they also want you to make sure you service your car, you know, on a lease car. You do have some responsibility, which, you know, 99% of the people do. But the biggest thing that we find out is the tires, you know what I mean, because that's part of the lease agreement that you're gonna turn it in with tires that are at least 430 seconds. You know, windshields have to be taken care of. Any scratches or dings have to be taken care of.
Ryan, the last question or so will go to you. Ryan Kenyon, who's a master mechanic. The weather has turned good. People are out and about. What's your recommendation? What's the first thing you ought to look at if your vehicle has been on the road all winter?
Your wipers, for one, because we're going to be coming up to a rainy season. It'd be a good time to wash over your vehicle, make sure you don't have any rust spots coming through. I mean, if you're down there washing your car on your own, you can take a quick peek at your tires, see how they're looking. Any excessive brake dust on a wheel might be an indication of a sticking caliper or some type of brake issue going on.
Okay, sounds good. David Quirk, you don't have to get out and clean out the cars off the snow.
I know, we got Florida weather up here, George. Thanks for sending it up.
Yeah, we'll send some down here because we don't have any right now. David Quirk from Quirk Auto Sales, from the Quirk Group of Auto Dealers, and Ryan Kenyon, who is the master mechanic. It's a great conversation. We look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, George.
Thank you.
This is the George Hilrich Tyler Show. When we come back, it's a super, super-sized edition of What Tees You Off. Plenty of time for you to dial 1-800-966-1039 and let us know what's on your mind. You can always rewind with us. You can go to our website, WVOMFM.com, and pick up on any of the conversations you might have missed for whatever reason this morning, and we'll draw your attention. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.